beautiful people, you are now listening to season 3 of the Platinum Rule podcast. Our priority is to give our listeners the most recent information about current events, public policy, activism, and much, much more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Platinum Rule podcast. I'm Amari.
And I'm Sophia.
And we know it's been a while, but we are so happy to be sharing some really important information with you all. So first things first, Sophia, do you want to catch everyone up on what you've been up to?
I wish you guys could hear how many times we had to take this to do the intro, but we're happy we're back. We broke out of hibernation from our pod to come back and give you guys some valuable information with some important things coming up. Quick message, I feel like we can't overlook how we've been kind of MIA, so what have I been up to? I don't feel like I have anything exciting to catch everyone up on. I've been so busy with work and stuff, so, and, you know, just catching up after my move. So Amari has been dealing with me, love her so much. I'm giving you a shout out on our pod because you have been so patient. But we are ready to get back in the groove of things, and you'll be hearing more from us. But first, how have you been?
Yes, first of all, I want to say it's all love. It's all good. I've just been working, getting some travel in here and there, and then something that I actually wanted to plug. I recently joined an initiative group called Level Up California.
Level Up.
Level Up. Yeah, formerly known as California Yang Gang, but for obvious reasons, the name had to be changed.
That's an upgrade, though.
Yes, 100%. Got merch, the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
We've been hosting policy nerd nights over Zoom with panels of experts, and we are currently on part 2 of a 3-part series about justice reform. The first part addressed prison reform, and the second part, which will be tomorrow, will address sentencing reform. So if any of you are interested in these types of discussions, both will be posted on YouTube, and I can link that in our link tree.
Cool. Break it down into layman's terms for me.
So basically, we have a Zoom call, people can pre-register for that Zoom call, and we recruit a panel of experts to discuss whatever subject that is on the docket. So they've done like carbon dividends, they've done ranked choice voting, and then now because police reform and prison reform, etc., justice reform in general is so broad, we had to break it up in 3 whole parts with different panels of experts from different sectors of the justice system.
Do you think some average Joe Schmo like I would be able to follow along and keep up in these?
110%, because some of the people on the panel are citizens and some people actually work in these types of work in the field. So yeah, it's really amazing. Like, I get teary-eyed listening to
that. Amari loves this stuff. You live for it, though. Is it super interactive, or can I just, like, go to the meeting and sit back?
They have the type of Zoom setup where, like, you're not allowed to speak.
Favorite.
You don't have a camera, you don't have anything to say. You can, like, type in the chat, but they, like, probably won't respond. But people who are, like, chatting within the group will, like, chat back and forth. It's collaborative, cool. But no video, no audio.
Oh, sweet. Keep it real. Thank you. I just wanted to ask a little more questions. I haven't really got to ask you about it.
It's really informative. Like, I, you know, just trying to keep up, basically. Yeah. Alrighty, so let's get into the meat of this episode. We wanted to share and discuss information about the 2021 California gubernatorial recall election.
Ooh, that's official. So unless you've been living under a rock, the topic of recall has been a hot commodity for California. California's current governor, Gavin Newsom, is up for recall. The political term recall is very similar to the general term meaning removal or take back.
Recall elections are foundational and ingrained into California's political culture, so it's probably not the first time you've heard of a recall election.
Yeah, it might be a surprise to some, but every governor who has served in the last 60 years has been tried for recall by opponents, but key thing here, only has once succeeded. And it was actually pretty recent in our lifetimes. In 2003, only a few months into his second term, Democratic Governor Gary Davis was recalled and removed from office, and his replacement was actually Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Governor Schwarzenegger.
What is I don't his think line that's the same again? Thing. What's his line?
Isn't it from the Terminator?
Yeah.
We're so Gen Z. Terrible.
My dad would be so upset with me right now for not remembering.
We were like five.
No, I was like old. I just remember when he was governor, it was a huge deal because I'm not going to name names, but we have kind of similar situations of celebs on the ballot.
On a more serious note, we want to preface this conversation by saying our episode's purpose is to not tell you what to select on your ballot, but how to vote.
Yes, yes. With today's episode, let's make sure you're registered, if not already, actually have your ballot in hand, and know what to expect on voting day, and also have an idea of what is to come after Election Day.
If you are a California resident, you should have already received your mail-in ballot, as well as an information packet. Today we're going to get into what the ballot will look like slash say, and we'll give you all a little bit of context as to why this recall is occurring.
So, bringing it back, a recall petition started to circulate around California throughout 2020 during the pandemic. The main reasoning for this recall, which is legally documented, states that his laws are, quote, detrimental, unquote, to Californians, and that he favored foreign individuals who are in our country illegally over legal citizens. They also mention rationing water use, increasing taxes, and restricting parental rights as reasons for his recall. It's important to point out that COVID, masks, vaccines, and lockdowns are not mentioned at all for the recall. I do know, though, that some, just by like chitter chatter that I've heard personally, some people have felt that COVID loans were being given out to like restaurants and places of business that are not legal themselves.
Ooh, yes. Laundering.
But I mean, boils down to different question of just help during a pandemic, a world pandemic. Let's just move on from that.
Totally. And it goes on to say that we pay the highest taxes, have the highest rate of homelessness, and the lowest quality of life. It also states that he has not enforced immigration laws and overrules the people's will regarding the death penalty. So Gavin Newsom's response to all of this information that we just shared, in all caps, and I quote, "This unwarranted recall effort will cost California taxpayers $81 million. It is pushed by political extremists supporting President Trump's hateful attacks on California." And it's actually a little bit over $200 million right now, but he was on the right track with that statement on the cost of this recall.
Yikes. With that being said, we want to give you all accurate election information. The first thing you all need to know is that the recall election is on September 14th of this year, very quickly approaching. The deadline to register to vote is August 30th, this coming Monday. I have this underlined, circled on my calendar. If you don't, please do it. If you haven't received your ballot for whatever reason, maybe you've recently moved, gone away to college, make sure you know where your ballot is or was mailed. Actually, personally, I've been wondering where the heck my ballot was for the past few weeks, and luckily texted this voter hotline thing where they directed me. So my ballot is on its way. We are good to go. It's squared away. For all my fellow peeps in the same situation, it's not too late for you either. So visit voterstatus.sos.ca.gov. We're going to put this site on our Instagram. You know, you can always go there for some info we always reference in the episode. Check on it. Okay, moving on from that, you have the option to mail in your ballot or vote in person. So if you vote in person, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you choose to mail in your ballot, make sure to put it in the mail by September 14th. If you have any questions about your ballot, whether you're registered or need to find a polling place near you, visit vote.ca.gov or you can call an 800 number. It's 800-345-8683. Ew, I feel like a commercial right now, but I'm being serious. Do it. If you want to contact us, we can also help you answer those questions. Amari and I are totally always available to anybody listening. We like when you guys ask us questions, so we'll be more than happy to help out. I also saw that when you go to that vote.ca.gov, every ballot has its own unique barcode. So you will actually be able to track where your ballot is at, if it's been picked up, if it's been counted. So make sure you're in tune with that as well.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and throw all of these links into our link tree for this week for you guys, just to make it super duper easy. The next important thing to know is what's on the ballot and how to vote. You guys are going to want to pay attention to what we're about to say. Since I have mine in front of me, if you can hear, I will read word for word what your ballot will say and explain what each section means. So now that I have my ballot open, you will see one page, and it's filled on the front and the back. The front section is section one, and the back section is section two. This is very important. Section one, on the bottom, the first and only question will say, shall Gavin Newsom be recalled from the office of governor? Yes or no? Yes means that you want Newsom out of office. No means that you want to keep Newsom as governor. And if you flip over, you'll see section two, which will allow you to pick one out of the 45 candidates running against Newsom.
So section two, on the flip side, states candidates to succeed Gavin Newsom as governor if he is recalled, then a three-column list of all the candidates and their affiliated parties. If you write in Newsom's name in the section, your vote will not be counted. So again, section one, yes means you want Newsom out, no means you want Newsom to stay. Section two, you will choose a successor. There has been a lot of debates whether or not people should choose a candidate on section two, even if they want Newsom to stay governor. A lot of people feel like they, if they leave section two blank, they will not have a say in who becomes governor if Newsom loses. California Democrats are encouraging people to leave Section 2 blank if they plan on voting for Newsom. So, you know, first step, make sure you're doing that first section right, because that totally determines how you're doing the second page. Just make sure it's all good to go.
Totally. And if you guys want any information about the opposing candidates, please look online or refer to your packet for details. They have mini bios for all of them. And we figured since there's 45 people running against him, it wouldn't really be productive to discuss their backgrounds equally. So we will kind of leave that research up to you guys. And as for our personal votes and opinions, I'm open to discussing that in our next episode. Okay, so the most common asked questions, we have two of them for you guys.
Let's get this started. Shoot the first question to me.
What happens after the recall election?
So if a majority of the voters vote yes on the first question to take Newsom out of office, then the recall is successful and Governor Newsom will be removed from office. The replacement candidate who gets the most vote is elected for the remainder of the term of office, and this would be through January 2nd. 2023. If 50% or more of the voters vote no on the first question, then the recall has failed and Governor Newsom will remain in office.
Got it. Just to add a little bit more context to the 50%, because I know that's probably confusing. Right. What they're essentially saying is if 100 people, this I'm just putting this very simply so it's easy to understand, if 100 people vote and 51 of them vote to recall Newsom, then Newsom will be recalled. Right. That's it.
Right. And you know, what's nuts is, and that just means, you know, there's 45 candidates on that ballot. That just means anyone with the most number of votes. That, let's just say we are talking hundreds here. That could be like as low as like 13 people out of 50 people voting for just one person. That's kind of crazy fractions.
110%. That's why this election is very, very important. So the second most asked question is, if Governor Newsom is recalled, when would a new governor take office?
So county election officials have 30 days after the election to complete the official counts. On the 38th day after the election, if the recall is successful, the Secretary of State will certify the election results and the new governor would take the oath of office and assume the position for the remainder of the term, again through January 2nd, 2023. I'm not sure exactly, wait, I guess on the 38th day after the election. So I guess that's when they're sworn in and stuff. So lots of big dates coming up, and then October 15th,
I guess that would be.
Dang, your math is fast, but yes.
Let's hope that's right. I don't know.
So that is the conclusion of this special requested recall episode. Please share this episode with your family and friends, and most importantly, encourage them to vote in this recall election. It seems silly, but it's actually very serious.
Yes, yes, yes. And also, if you're missing us and want to hear more from us while we wrap up for next season, please feel free to listen to past episodes as they are still very prevalent today.
All right, we'll be back soon. I promise it won't be as long.
We love and miss you guys, and we'll talk to you later.
Have a good rest of the month. We're almost in September, and then we'll be getting these governor elections. Till then, hang tight.
And with that, we just wanted to say thank you guys for returning and tuning in.
As we'd like to emphasize, we're just here to spark something for everyday people who do everyday things that have the magic to make differences everywhere.
With that being said, if you're feeling in the mood, leave us a review and follow us on Instagram if you don't already @PlatinumRule Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.